Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Becky Chambers, the author of Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health. Becky had some health challenges herself and found that whole body vibration was an integral part of the solution to these problems, and it's a relatively unknown treatment modality within medicine, although I guess in the exercise world they know the benefits, and in the in the trainer world. And today we're going to talk about it. Welcome, Becky. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Susan. This is it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Well, you're welcome. Do you want to tell our listeners about how you discovered whole body vibration and how it helped you?
Sure. So I have been doing whole body vibration for 10 years, actually. I'm one of the most experienced people in the country doing it. And I got into it because I did have a long history of health problems that I had tried many, many things to help me with. And I found natural health was what had was the only thing that helped at all for me. And then I was still struggling a lot, although doing better with intensive natural health approaches. And then I found the whole body vibration about 10 years ago, and it had a massive effect on me immediately. I just was blown away by how powerful it is for a lot of the problems that I had. I had 30 years of depression, severe depression at times. And at one point, I weighed 200 pounds. I had an eating disorder. I was very addicted to food. And I had joint problems, head to toe. I was allergic to everything on the planet. I was called a universal reactor. It was just great. Mm-hmm. Anything I became in contact with, I would become allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
Chemical sensitivities, major digestive problems, and really, it was very, very, very challenging, and a whole body vibration it promotes healing. It is, as you mentioned, it's best known sort of for its exercise effects, but it is way beyond just exercise. It's actually, that's the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. That's just a little tiny fraction of what it really does, because it promotes health and healing through all sorts of systemic effects. Changes in your body that help you heal, such as it increases human growth hormone, your major anti-aging and regeneration hormone. It increases mm-hmm. circulation, bringing nutrients to all your cells and helping remove toxins. It works like an energy treatment, acupuncture, tuning up your energy, which guides your health and healing. There's just a big host of systemic healing effects. And besides the fact that, like, for example, depression, it has been shown to actually instantly start raising serotonin levels in your brain. That's mm-hmm. the big neurotransmitter that everybody takes antidepressants for. And this is a legal, safe, healthy, quick way of raising your serotonin that's very dramatic. It can, for a lot of people. Like, I actually have a client who started using it, and he would do like 1 or 2 minutes and get off the machine and run around the room and say, oh my God, it's like I did drugs. He was really happy. Now, he was really sensitive to it all,
mm-hmm.
but it has very powerful effects that people are not really aware of anything like how powerful it really is. As you said, it's best known for sort of exercise, but that's just the beginning of it.
Well, one thing that's important in postmenopausal women and even men is the effect on bone regeneration or reversing osteoporosis. There's not a lot of good treatments for that. As you know, the medical treatments have a lot of side effects that are even worse than the disease.
Right.
And there's even intense exercise is not as good as whole body vibration for correcting this.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's so powerful, a stimulation to your body, a signal to all mm-hmm. the bones in your body to increase bone density. And
right.
I guess they've been studying how it works, what that signal is actually, and it's really, mm-hmm. it's not. They used to think it was the impact of gravity. You had to, like, pound the pavement. but you don't have to, actually. It's the quivering of muscle fibers against bone that signals bone to increase. And nothing creates more of that than the vibration, because it, like, automatically all your muscle fibers are going to start firing and quivering against your bone everywhere. Then and it's phenomenal. They actually send these machines into outer space. NASA does, with the astronauts. I don't know if you knew that. They send a machine up there, and they strap the astronauts down onto the machine for like 15 minutes a day, and they don't lose bone.
Yeah, that's really important, because bone loss is a big problem if you stay out in space.
And of course, you know, here on land, the biggest problem is with postmenopausal women, but older men also, and you don't have to get strapped down. You just stand on the machine, and you get this massive signal. But I recommend that you do a lot of, you really check out the whole nutritional aspect of what's going on also, because full body vibration is super powerful, and it's most effective and best used sort of as part of a whole program. Is you need
We have a supplement that's new that's really good called Austinol. It has some things in it that actually start creating bone. They're called, let's see if I can read this, bone morphogenic proteins. So that that's what I'd recommend is Austinol, along with vitamin D and K and everything, and boron.
Yeah, you got to make sure you have the nutrients, and then you need to prompt the cells involved in your bone to do their work. And then you need the signal. So it's kind of a complicated process. But when you put that all together, I've had numerous clients completely reversing bone loss that they'd been unable to do just by, you know, exercise and nutrients. And sometimes very dramatically. I had that 70-year-old woman who had been doing all kinds of exercise and taking lots of nutrients and had severe osteoporosis, you know, extremely severe, they were calling it. And in two years, she had the bones of a healthy young woman, according to her bone density test. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah,
yeah,
it really is.
Exciting.
So, some of the other effects are... on the electromagnetic system. You want to talk about those?
Yeah. It's a really fascinating aspect of it that I think you can see the most sort of evidence of it, because it's a hard thing to prove and test. You know, how do you prove you've improved the energy flow in your energy meridians? Science hasn't quite gotten to how to easily study that, but... one of the things that you can see happening with the vibration that I think is because of this effect is that pain and inflammation levels drop dramatically. If you use it right, they drop dramatically almost instantly for lots of people, which is fascinating. Like, I've had any number of people, like tons of people, who come up to me, because I do shows and I see lots of people, and they come up and they're in pain from some kind of joint problem or... a headache or something, they get on the machine, and I usually only let people do like a minute on a gentle machine, because it's so powerful and you don't want to overdo it. So they do 1 or 2 minutes, they get off, and suddenly their joints don't hurt or their headache's gone.
I think a lot of joint pain is toxic in nature and circulatory. A lot of these chemicals have a vasoactive effect on joints, on vessels. Like, I deal with breast implant issues, so the methylethyl ketone in the shell of the implant can give the patient Raynaud's disease through decreasing arginine. But I also think that the silicone and the chemicals do definitely cause the joint pain. So toxic causes of joint pain are, like, I see it every day.
Well, that's a whole other aspect. The machine, the vibration is a really powerful detox system.
Yeah,
but I don't think, personally, I lean towards it's an energy effect when it happens, like, instantly in 1 minute. Because you're sitting on a very gentle vibration.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I'm not saying that the toxicity is not in a really important aspect too.
Yeah.
It just
yeah.
kicked in a little bit later. My experience is people have like detox reactions, sort of like too much detoxing. That'll tend
right.
to show up like 12 to 24 hours later. They don't see it right away, which
right,
makes
me
feel
true.
Like the whole detox thing, it's a little bit of a slower overall effect.
It
and
probably is, but
yeah.
the arachidonic acid may be right away, though. I mean, you know,
maybe.
When people eat too much meat, they can get joint pain. You've
yeah.
heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's too much arachidonic acid.
Yeah.
Now, if this has an immediate, like within, you know, a 5-minute effect on arachidonic acid, it could decrease joint pain right away with that.
Well, possibly. I mean,
it's
I guess
possible,
it's all
fine, yeah.
you know, and the end result is like incredible physical therapy effects, which is
mm-hmm.
great because then people can move around more and exercise more, and that only promotes more healing.
Right.
So it's a phenomenal thing to add into your whole system, you know, your whole regime, health regime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy. You just, the ideal way to use these things for people who have health issues is
mm-hmm.
not very much. You don't want to overdo it. That's like a big
right.
no-no. So,
right.
you know, you work up to doing maybe 10 minutes, you just stand on. I had a client who, she got a gentle machine and she did two
uh-huh.
minutes morning and two in the evening while she
mm-hmm.
was brushing her teeth.
Right.
And in 1 year's time, her bone density had increased and
mm-hmm.
her cholesterol, bad cholesterol levels had dropped.
Yeah.
And all she did was stand on it while she was brushing her teeth, which is
yeah,
all
right.
you have to do. You don't need to exercise
mm-hmm.
to get 90% of the benefits.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm not
right.
against exercise. I'm totally for it. And
mm-hmm.
exercising on the machine if is a great thing to do. But one
well,
of the
there's
really
a lot
great...
of people that, you know, really can't exercise because of a number
yeah.
of different reasons.
Right.
But
right.
This would be something they could do easily.
Plus, another aspect of it, I mean, intensive exercise, it's not cardiovascular, and a lot of exercise is good, and one of the great big benefits of this is that it gives you tons of energy, and
mm-hmm.
it's like helping your mental and emotional state be in a healthy place so that you're
mm-hmm.
focused and you're positive and feeling positive and energetic, and it just suddenly becomes so much easier to
mm-hmm.
go out and exercise and like do the things you know you should be doing, whether it's exercising and eating better or getting your work done, this project that's hanging over you. Everybody,
mm-hmm.
like tons of people, suddenly start getting more done. You know, they
mm-hmm.
tackle projects that have been hard and hanging around and they've been procrastinating
mm-hmm.
on. Your whole brain suddenly starts working better because serotonin levels go up, but other neurotransmitter levels too, and it sort
mm-hmm.
of is this huge stimulation of your entire nervous system. So I've had lots of people tell me they suddenly can write, you know, some project they need to be doing, some intellectual type thing that's been difficult for them to tackle
mm-hmm.
and get done, suddenly becomes much easier. And I'll tell you, I've written two and a half books. I'm in the middle of another one. Since I got the machines, since I started vibrating in the proper
mm-hmm.
machines and the proper way, it is very important to do it properly. If you just go out and buy a powerful machine and jump on it and you're not already a young athlete, you are
mm-hmm.
fairly likely to run into problems. It's
mm-hmm.
very powerful. And it doesn't seem like it. When you stand on it, you're like, oh, this is no big deal. I could do this. But
mm-hmm.
actually, there's all these effects going on in your body, and you might aggravate problems rather than help them if you're not knowledgeable about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the contraindications for this therapy?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. And there's certain situations you don't want to do it at all. And those are some of the most common ones are vertigo, migraines, epilepsy, acute herniated discs in your back, but that's like acute at that moment. Pacemakers, kidney stones, and gallstones. All of those things are like, don't even touch one. Don't
mm-hmm.
get on it at all because it could aggravate the problem immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of problems that are will get better, are likely to get much, much better with vibration.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it carefully and, you know,
mm-hmm.
knowledgeably with some guidance, such as arthritis mm-hmm. and joint problems and depression and digestive problems. There's a huge, huge host because, as you know, and a lot of people know at this point, inflammation is part mm-hmm. of almost every chronic health problem. One of the big effects mm-hmm. that has been seen is that pain and inflammation go down very rapidly using it properly. So virtually any chronic health problem mm-hmm. is likely to get better if you do it right.
So how does it work for weight loss?
That one's really interesting. There are lots of people who it's very helpful for. For me, for example, like I said, I once weighed 200 pounds. I actually ended up losing a lot of weight before the vibration because I was so incredibly sick. But mm-hmm. I still was emotionally addicted to vibration, to food. And one of the big effects is that raising that serotonin levels, we all know what we should be doing to lose weight, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you haven't figured that one out yet, exercise and eat less. it's out there. Weight is waiting for you. But the problem is actually doing it for a lot of people. So getting your head in the right place, raising serotonin, giving you more energy so it's easier to exercise and you're not like feeling so stressed out and eating out of stress is a huge benefit. And then on the more physical level, even just standing on the machine is going to be raising your metabolism because your muscle fibers are going to be firing. They can't help it. They just involuntarily, automatically will start firing when you're standing on a vibrating plate. So it's a workout. Even if you just stand there, you can intensify that by doing exercises on the machine, make it more of a mm-hmm. workout, which is a good idea. If you're trying to lose weight and you have bone density problems and you can tolerate a stronger machine, a more powerful machine, that's a good way to go because it is a bigger effect. So it's a workout. And that increases your metabolism. You're burning more calories. It also has been shown to lower cortisol levels, which a high cortisol or very low, it's normalizing cortisol. It's normalizing mm-hmm. all kinds of systems in your body and like optimizing levels of hormones and neurotransmitters. So it's optimizing your cortisol levels so that it signals your body to burn fat and not store it right around your middle mm-hmm. or some other place you really don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has physical effects that help you lose weight and powerful mental effects.
And we have a new machine coming in next week that is called a Lila laser. Have you ever heard of that?
Is that the cold, low-level laser stuff?
It's a red laser that you strap around your body. It's a bunch of lasers. You just actually strap them on, and then it's like a 20-minute treatment, mm-hmm. and it lyses fat in the subcutaneous plane. Not belly fat. For that, you need metazol, which is really good. It's scientifically proven. It's a low molecular weight lycopolyphenol mm-hmm. Called olguanol. That'll take out belly fat, which is important to take out for insulin resistance and cholesterol, right. triglycerides, and hypertension. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is subcutaneous fat. But then they figured out they do something with the lymphatics to increase lymphatic drainage, which is important, and then they have the person stand on a vibrating machine uh-huh. afterwards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That helps get the stuff out, the lysed fat out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really...
So that's a new use for the machine that you probably hadn't heard of.
Well, not specifically, yeah, but it's, very clear that it's a huge detox and that it's increasing lymph drainage dramatically. Because that's, again, like one of the... I find that detoxing is the limiting factor for most people of how much vibration they can do. Most people, we're not... Our bodies are stressed. They're pretty stressed already. And heavy detoxing, getting the toxins out of your body is kind of increases the stress. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be careful not to do too much too soon, or you can.
You're
one of the big reasons that people have problems using vibration.
Yeah, you're mobilizing toxins from the deeper levels, intracellular and stuff trapped in bones, like lead can get trapped in bones, and then when it gets out into the periphery, it can affect like mercury can affect nerves
right.
and And silicone's really bad. If you've got silicone and somebody gets lymphatic massage, they can get deathly ill, just deathly, especially in the area of the chest wall and the axilla. So they shouldn't do those direct things. And they'd have to be careful with whole body vibration, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of people need to be. I mean, you know, we have a lot of toxins in our environment and very stressed bodies, and as much as you try to eat well, it's impossible to get perfect nutrition, really get enough nutrition these days, because the food supply is poor and poorly, you know, nutrient-wise. So, it's here just in time. I tell you, it made a massive difference in my life. It's very exciting. I used to I had chronic fatigue, and I weighed, like I said, 200 pounds, and I had 30 years of serious depression. I mean, it was bad. It was a bad scene. Yep. And now I'm on the radio and writing books and having a good time. I feel great.
Yeah.
So it's dramatic.
So you, Dr. Norm Shealy wrote your thing for your book. He says, whole body vibration helps reverse osteoporosis, increase muscle strength, decreases fat, and most of all, it is energizing. Norm wrote something on the back of my book, too, The Naked Truth About Breast Implants. Yeah, he's a good friend.
That's great.
So,
I met him quite a few years ago at a talk he was giving, and he's just such a great guy, and so on top of I really appreciated his knowledge about energy and how powerful that energy is, which is what I have found through my many years in this natural health field, trying to get better and helping other people. Energy is just this super underutilized system in our country. We don't, homeopathy, acupuncture, vibration, they're powerful, powerful energy treatments, and energy really is what drives your whole system and guides it. So
yeah, and energy is linked to immunity, big time.
It's linked to everything. It's linked to everything. I use a lot of homeopathy for myself and with my clients, along with the whole body vibration. And it's been a massive education in how incredibly, what a huge force energy is in our life that we don't realize, because homeopathy is, I mean, that's where you can particularly really see it, because it's nothing but energy. Whereas, you know, whole body vibration, well, maybe it was detoxing, maybe it was, you know, human growth hormone, maybe it's serotonin, who knows what it was. I feel better, but I'm not sure why. But homeopathy, it's only energy that you're getting. You're getting an energy treatment, and it is just, I compare it to like when a singer hits the right note and a glass shatters. If you have the right homeopathic remedy that resonates with the person's disturbed energy, it's very, they can just see a profound immediate effect. And like a glass, I compare it to a glass shattering, because sometimes in, you know how in natural health it's very common that you get worse before you get better, as you sort of release toxins or release negative energy. So the right remedy at a really high potency, you might suddenly get worse, and then this problem that you've been dealing with for years and years and years just drifts away. It's fantastic.
It is.
So
we use homeopathy here too. In fact, my front desk supervisor is a homeopath. So
excellent. I think it's a very underutilized in this country.
Yeah, it's really good for detox too. People who can't tolerate, say, chlorella, or you know, even, you know, a lot of the zeolites can tolerate the homeopathic
detox. That's sort of how I ended up getting into homeopathy a good maybe 30 years ago now, 25 years ago. I was so sick, and I had an allergy problem. I was allergic to everything, and everything was, I had multiple chemical sensitivities too. I could not take any drugs. Any drugs made me much, much worse. And and then I couldn't take any natural products after a while either, because within a week or two, I'd be allergic to it.
Right.
It was like, oh my God, now what do I do? And I couldn't eat anything because I was allergic to everything. It was not looking good. And then I found homeopathy, and you can't be allergic to it because it's just energy. It's there's actually not any like, you know,
substance there.
Substance there. And it had this massive, profound effect on me. I had a bladder infection for 6 months, actually. We tried all kinds of things, antibiotics, everything. I was just getting worse and worse and worse. And then I went to homeopath, and it was gone in like 2 or 3 days. And I didn't get another one for 15 years. It was amazing.
My goodness. Yeah.
And I'd been getting them twice a year for 10 years. So it made a huge impression on me. I was like, wow, there's really something to this.
Yeah.
I had been very skeptical, to be honest. I grew up intellectual, academic, Western science. And I have a biology degree, you know. That's the way I grew up and was thinking. And homeopathy and energy was just like for people who were like far out there and kind of crazy. And then I turned out that you know what, it's powerful stuff. There's a lot that science just hasn't fully explained yet, but it doesn't mean that it's not there.
So it's I mean, I think you can understand it scientifically.
At this point,
It's well explained in Richard Gerber's Vibrational Medicine.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. It's just that it's not in the public consciousness. They're not used to it, and it's not mainstream. But you're 100% right. It's quantum physics.
Yeah.
Goes a long ways to explaining how it works, and it's wavelengths. It's energy. We know a lot about energy at this point. So it is there. Explainable.
So you got your naturopathic degree. Was that before or after you were so sick?
Well, I got it about 10 years ago. So it was right about the time that I started doing the vibration. And I was seeing how powerful it was. And at that point, I started thinking, you know, maybe I'll survive and I'll be okay. And this is something I really want to be able to help bring to a much wider audience that needs it. All those other people out there who need help, and it's so powerful. So, and I had this 30-year interest in the whole field and a lot of knowledge and experience from experiencing it. So I just got the degree to round out my knowledge and. Make it better for easier for me to help people.
Right.
Yeah, and it was great. It was really interesting, you know. I love it.
So, do you have a website that you'd like to mention at this time?
Sure. It's BC for Becky Chambers, bcvibranthealth.com. So bcvibranthealth.com. And you can find out what I do and a lot about the vibration. There's a lot of information there. I have a book, like Susan mentioned. There's my book, Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health, is on there, along with a lot of information about vibration and how to best get the advantage, the benefits of it and avoid problems. And you're welcome to contact me. I'm available to help people. So that's my email is becky@bcvibranthealth.com.
Do you want to mention some of the chronic pain conditions that you've seen results with this modality?
Sure. For example, people with arthritis often see a huge benefit. I have a sort of a typical case is a guy in his 50s who was having knee trouble and afraid that he might need, down the line, knee replacements. And he got a machine, a gentle machine, did like 5 minutes a day for a couple of weeks, and then contacted me to say he was running up and down the stairs like a kid. He couldn't believe it. The pain levels had just dropped completely. And that's fairly typical. You know, it wasn't super severe. If you are at the point where they're telling you you need a knee or a joint replacement, sometimes it's too late. I recommend get on this soon. Don't wait till things are really drastic in any aspect of your health. It's always much, much harder to fix at that point, and drastic measures might need, you might need drastic, you know, surgery or something, where you could, in the beginning stages, you natural mm-hmm. health can reverse things easily and quickly, very often. But, I mean, amazingly enough, I had a woman who was diagnosed needing two shoulder replacements, mm-hmm. and she did a couple of weeks of twice-a-week vibration, mm-hmm. and she bought a machine because the pain had decreased dramatically. She couldn't hardly believe it. I was amazed. She suddenly mm-hmm. had mobility and low pain. I really think that it's evidence, again, of the whole energy thing, which is a fascinating... You know, I've figured out how it is that it works, that it is becomes a, an energy treatment, because you're standing on a plate that is physically moving, and your mm-hmm. electromagnetic energy is electromagnetic vibration, not mechanical vibration. So for a while, it was kind of a mystery. How is this mechanical vibration increasing your electromagnetic energy and having an effect on your electromagnetic energy? Mm-hmm. But the answer was in one of Norm Shealy's books, actually. He was talking about how our bodies are like crystals. They have, in that they're like these highly organized molecular structures, mm-hmm. and the liquid in our body is like liquid crystal. So all crystals have the ability, it's called piezoelectricity, to turn mechanical vibration into electromagnetic vibration. Mm-hmm. It's a known fact. Any engineer or physicist can tell you about that. And we, because we're like crystals, have that ability. So when we stand on a vibration plate, instantly we're turning that, along with all the other effects, we're turning that mechanical vibration into all the different electromagnetic energies we need to heal all the different parts of our body.
Mm-hmm. I think probably that's how it works, yeah.
Cool. I think that's just so cool. And mm-hmm. it's really fun, too. When you get, you know, some people are kind of sensitive to electromagnetic energy, chi energy, and mm-hmm. they can feel it yeah. in their bodies. So people like that who get on a machine, they're like, oh, my gosh, I can feel it shooting around in my body. I can feel my things unblocking. And fun.
Yeah. Have you ever done any testing with, the pendulums and chakras? You could test the person before they go on the machine
right.
and then after they get
right.
off and see if it reverses their chakra spinning.
Right. You can do that. And I have a system that scientifically measures the electromagnetic energy at different points on your body. You can, it's mm-hmm. Electrodermal testing is the general
right.
term.
Yeah.
And you touch a probe to different acupuncture points, and it mm-hmm. actually measures the electromagnetic energy at those points. And then
right.
it's a computer-linked system, so it graphs that on a computer screen and
mm-hmm.
instantly and shows you how much energy is in your system. And what you see is, like normally when I test people, you can see if the energy is too high, it's like a stressed energy system, or too
mm-hmm.
low, there's not enough energy in a particular energy meridian. And what
mm-hmm.
you see with the right, using vibration correctly, you see things normalizing. And
mm-hmm.
high ones get, they all go into balance, all the
mm-hmm.
energy meridians.
Mm-hmm.
It promotes things going into balance. And also it promotes like lowering. It, usually a lot of people come in and everything is stressed. Everything, all
mm-hmm.
the energy systems are like pumping, working away too hard,
mm-hmm.
sort of reflecting like inflammation and stress in their system.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it all starts coming down really rapidly. It goes
mm-hmm.
down to normal and balanced energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're totally right. And you can see it that way. You know, when I said, like, you know, science doesn't know, it's not that we can't do it. It's just not, I don't think I could write an article that would get printed up, you know, in a
mm-hmm.
big AMA journal article. It's there. It is out there, ways to look at this and study it and... It's time.
But there's
coming.
Plenty of journals on exercise physiology, though, that would accept the paper.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to collaborate on that.
There's also natural journals like Alternative Health, and
yeah.
they're always asking me to do the articles for those journals. So
uh-huh.
yeah, there's quite a bit out there now.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I think people need to know about this more. I don't think a lot of people know about whole body vibration.
Absolutely.
I bought a machine.
Very exciting, though?
Yeah. No, I bought a machine 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Great.
But,
yeah. Do you, and so you use that personally, right?
Well, I haven't been using it as much as I should, so
yeah.
I think I'm going to bring it to the office where I'm at most and
yeah,
use
yeah,
it here.
That makes sense. I was going to say, it's very exciting. Vibration, it is poised to become huge because 6 months ago, I Googled whole body vibration, and there were just, I was just checking things out, and I got 9 million hits. That's 9 million people talking about it on the internet. All right. 6 months later, like a couple of days ago, I Googled whole body vibration, and there were 19 million hits. I mean, it 10 million more in 6 months. It's exploding worldwide.
Yeah.
It is just on the edge of becoming like, and it should be. It should be like, you know, a computer. Everybody has one, or a cell phone. Everybody's using it. Who can possibly do it? Because we need the energy that it just shoots into your whole system. We need the health effects. We need the energy. It's a challenging world out here. We need all the help we can get.
Well, it's also good for time, you know, time basis, because it doesn't take very long to do
exactly.
it. And,
exactly.
Yeah, you'd have to exercise a lot
People
longer to get the
exercise.
Same effect.
Right.
Yeah.
People need exercise, and they don't have time, and they're really stressed, and they need energy, and they need all the different benefits. And all you got to do is stand on this thing while you're brushing your teeth, if you want, for a few minutes a day.
Right.
It couldn't be easier. So, and it's kind of, the biggest problem I have is getting people not to do too much.
Right. Yeah. That's important. Detox reaction. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, people need to integrate it, though, with a naturopathic-based program, homeopathic-based program on detox.
Absolutely.
You know, they really do. Even if
lots
it's just,
and lots of people will have
sweating,
problems.
You know, just going in a sauna.
Right.
That's a good way. But something
A lot
in
of
addition
times,
to this. Yeah.
A few, some supplements, some nutritional supplements to help your liver handle all the toxins that are suddenly trying to escape your body, and they have to go through your liver. So it's a big load on your liver, and a lot of people will need some products to help your liver handle that. Sometimes
or kidneys, like
an energy detox, so you might need some homeopathics and kidneys. And another thing that's happening that we touched on with the bone density is that it's causing your body to try to heal itself.
Right.
You know, it's like stimulating your body to increase the bone density, and it's stimulating your body to repair cartilage and to produce more serotonin in your brain and all these things. So actually, you need more nutrients because your body is trying to heal itself, which it needs
more minerals. Yeah, minerals.
Minerals and vitamins and just all kinds of things to support your body in its effort to heal itself.
Right.
Your body wants to heal itself.
Yeah,
and
especially magnesium. Magnesium is really important.
Yeah, yeah. People are out of balance with a whole bunch of different things. Deficient. Another one is potassium.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a basic one, but everybody is eating these high sodium diets, and they don't eat anywhere near as much fruit, which is very high in potassium. So that's, I think, the basis of like the dehydration problem we have. Is that the electrolyte balance is out of balance for people, and that's causing dehydration.
Yeah, I tell people to get Morton salt substitute, which is KCL, as long as they're not on an antihypertensive that like spironolactone that you're supposed to avoid potassium. But you can use that to salt your food, and it really helps bring blood pressure down to use potassium chloride rather than sodium chloride.
I can totally see that. And I mean,
it costs $1.35. It's really cheap for
great.
A whole bottle. Yeah. Well, it's easier than telling them to take a potassium supplement because, you know, they can have problems with the stomach. So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's just easier. And then magnesium. Magnesium is real. People really need. I like magnesium malic acid because it feeds the Krebs cycle. Yeah. And that gives you energy. So. So what do you think? Do you think that people will start doing scientific studies on whole body vibration?
Well, there are already tons of studies. I mean, they do have been focusing more on like muscle and bone effects. But there's thousands of studies, hundreds at least. With NASA involved, they're going to be doing it without studies, and the whole all the big athletes are doing it. It started 40 years ago in Russia. There's tons of research on the physical and musculoskeletal effects. It is a little bit sketchy. There's not a lot of tons of research on more of the other effects that I was talking about, like hormones and neurotransmitters, and that would be great to, like, one of the really exciting things is what it does for your brain, and I wish they would study that a bit. You know, they've done studies, they've done a lot of research now that nothing, and showing that nothing helps your brain more than exercise, the neurological stimulation, but actually, the whole body vibration is like much more intensive neurological stimulation than even exercise is. So my guess is, and from my experience with it, that, and like logically, vibration is going to be just phenomenally good for your brain and your whole nervous system. I'd love to see them study that more intensively. So... You know, one other thing we didn't mention is that it raises testosterone. That's always a happy one for lots of people.
Right.
It's, it's which gives you energy as well as libido and sexual energy.
Muscle strength, yeah.
Muscle strength. Muscle strength and sort of zest for both men and women. So that's one of the reasons it gives people so much energy. As well,
it's also cardioprotective, especially in men. It protects the heart. Testosterone does.
So I'd love to see them studying more about the hormone systems, but they need to understand too that they should just use it, that it, the best effects come when you don't overdo it. Just do a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And then, or you know, some people will, as they get stronger, they'll be able to increase and do more after a while. Most people will be able to do more as they do it for a while. But if you're working with like an elderly, fragile population, they should never try to do intensive vibration machines that were designed for Olympic athletes. That's not So. Applications are endless.
So we're coming up on the end of our hour here in about 10 minutes. Is there anything you want to, anything else you want to let the audience know about?
Let's see. We've covered a lot. Losing weight, it's a workout, bone density, great for your brain. Gives you energy. It's good for, you know what? Here's a good one. Okay, we talked about improves sex and energy and mobility. It's great physical therapy, but a sort of an area that is of interest to a lot of us, and you might not instantly realize, it's great for how you look overall, for like beauty, because it's great for your skin. You know, we have in our culture, like, also that you should be slim and toned, which it's helping. And it helps tighten your skin and give you good color and skin tone because it's increasing the circulation and promoting, you know, the growth and health of the collagen and fibrogen in your skin that tightens your skin. So, and helping getting toxins out. So, it's actually fantastic for how you look, too.
Off of everything else. Have you looked at wrinkles with photographs?
You mean watching
facial, like
changes?
Facial wrinkles?
I haven't done it with photographs. I've had people tell me that their skin has tightened up dramatically. That, like, you know.
Well, you can take some, you know, good photographs, especially like at an angle. We do this all the time in plastic surgery. You know,
right.
where the crow's feet are and the depth of the nasolabial fold, and do it later on. You could probably publish some of those in your next book. You know, prove it.
Yeah. I'm looking at working with beauty salons lately as a way to, because it's another application. I've seen them. They're used around the world in health spas quite a bit.
Right. Yeah.
Usually aimed more at losing weight, I think, and it's supposed to be great for cellulite too, because it increases your circulation. You know, and that helps the health of the skin and cellulite. But just for, you know, general health of your skin and on your face and beauty aspects.
Well, some of that is growth hormone, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, when we give growth hormone treatments, and I don't recommend growth hormone injections. There is a study out that showed that normal growth hormone replacement in people who have growth hormone deficiency, just normal replacement, not extra, was associated with increased risk of lymphoma and colon cancer. Yeah, so, you know, you got to be really careful with growth hormone. It can also cause carpal tunnel. But if it's natural like this, it probably is very, very safe. But I'm talking about the injections.
Yeah, that's the beauty of doing everything this way.
Right.
It raises, but it's normalizing. It's what it's doing is, or even more than normalizing, it's optimizing. It's raising it just to the best height that you're for your body, you know, because your body has so much wisdom, and what it's basically doing is helping your body heal itself and get itself to its best level and operating function. So your human growth hormone goes up just to the right amount, and your testosterone levels go up just to the right amount, and your serotonin levels go up, and you can overdose on antidepressants too, cause all kinds of problems.
Absolutely.
But never do that with this.
Well, that's the problem with taking hormones, that we probably have a natural need for more at some times and need for less at other times, that if you're just popping a pill every day, that doesn't take that into account,
I mean, but then again, too, you really need to know what you're doing with the vibration, because it is so powerful, and it is a machine that, you know, can't adjust to you. You need to know what you're doing with it. So, it's really it's the detox, but it's an energy detox as well, and it's complicated because then you need more nutrients sometimes to help your body handle different aspects of it. So it's a very, very powerful technology that we need to learn more about and utilize carefully. But boy, does it have potential.
Yeah, it does.
So
do you recommend people buy machines on the internet?
I don't recommend that people, you know, just indiscriminately go to a website and buy a machine where they're not going to get support. A really knowledgeable person, knowledgeable in natural health. Because, like, exercise equipment companies are the people who are making most of these machines. They don't know about energy and detoxing like a naturopath, a natural health person does. And they tend to have a lot of, there's machines that are being made that are way too powerful also. They're double motor machines, and they're made by exercise equipment companies that have like a football mentality of the more the better. And that is not true with whole body vibration. Two motors are never can be perfectly synchronized, and they send a desynchronizing message into your nervous system and your energy field. It's a problem. That can lead to all kinds of problems down the line. So, and then you want to match the person and their needs with and their situation with the right machine. And I recommend, like, working with somebody who's really knowledgeable to learn about it and have the support that'll help you get the benefit from it and not cause problems. So, yeah, I think it's we need a lot of education out there about this. But it has just incredible potential to help people. So I'm very excited to get it out there and get people using it.
Well, would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Sure. So it's Becky Chambers. And my book is on Amazon also. It's called Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health. And it's on my website, which is BC, for Becky Chambers, bcvibranthealth.com. My email is Becky at bcvibranthealth.com.
Great. Do you have recommendations on your website about the kind of machines to get?
I do.
Okay, good.
Information there.
So
and it's
people
in my
should
book.
Go there.
Yeah, there's information about how to use
choosing
whole body vibration
and
the benefits and the pitfalls and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, and I actually had a criticism of my book, which kind of was they weren't getting the point of the book. It was that, you know, that I don't go into a lot of detail about exactly what position you should be in on the machine for certain for different problems.
Mm-hmm.
My whole point is it doesn't really matter.
Right, yeah. Well, they've got more of the exercise mentality,
right. You're going to get, it's you know, yeah, okay. You know, if you have a pulled muscle, a stiff muscle in a certain place or a certain joint, yeah, get that joint on the machine and, you know, do some kind of stretching exercise for that particular area. But otherwise, just, I don't care what you do, just get on it. Turn the machine on and you're going to get tons of benefits. You can brush your teeth on there.
Right. That works, too. That's great. That's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I enjoyed your book, and like I said, I've known about the therapy for some time, and I probably need to get back on the machine while I brush my teeth. I think that would be a good thing to start. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've been interviewing Becky Chambers, her book, Whole Body Vibration, The Future of Good Health. Go to her website as well to get information on this therapy, which is probably good for everybody with many, many different health benefits, including neurotransmitters, hormones, weight loss, anti-inflammatory, detoxification, and especially for the modern times when we have so many energy-based deficiency disorders, this would be a great energy boost on a daily basis to help us. So thanks, Becky. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much. Okay.
All righty. Next week, we have Don Mardak, Spiritual Healing for Today, Tomorrow, and Beyond. Then on the 11th, Tom Palladio on Scalar Energy. On the 18th, Joyce Covelman is going to talk about a book she has, Crimes Against Humanity. It's a fiction book, but Joyce is a microbiologist with a great interest in spirituality, and this is a great book about a number of things in terms of our environment that we need to become aware of. And then on the 25th, Timothy Wiley, Revolt of the Rebel Angels, The Future of the Multiverse. Again, thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show, and join us next week.